News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
For Education, Helen McEntee is with us now. Minister, good morning. What's your message to students who are anxiously awaiting those results?
Well, look, I think like the entire country, I just want to wish them every success this morning. I have no doubt there's many households where there's plenty of nerves, there's plenty of excitement. I'd say there's plenty of cool and calm heads as well. But I know today is an important day and I really just want to wish everybody every success. People have worked so hard. Our students have spent many years in school, sitting exams, preparing for this. So it is a big day. Celebrate it. Enjoy the day. And if, you know, for some people, they don't get what they were hoping for or they're not clear, maybe because obviously next week is another week. Just always know there are ways and routes to achieve what you want to achieve. And more over the years, there are different ways in which people can get to essentially where they want the end result to be. But overall, I just want to wish everybody every success today. And not just the students, to the parents and families and teachers, while the students sit the exams and put in all the work. I know that this is a stressful time for everybody as well, and everybody wants to see them do well.
And a lot of what they're hearing this morning is about deflation of grades. I mean, this is a squeezed generation. They were the first to sit the junior cert exam post-COVID, but now they're sitting the leaving cert and there are fewer of them getting the higher grades because we're trying to unbake the cake that stemmed from that crisis. The argument is it was always going to be unfair, but how can you say it is fair, Minister, when this group is at a disadvantage to last year?
Well, firstly, it's just really important to make it clear that nobody has seen their marks reduce and just that people know that there's nobody whose mark has been reduced in any way, shape or form. What you have, yes, is a lower increase for some students, but we still have grades that are at a much, much higher rate than they would have been pre-COVID. And the reason that this reduction, and it's a very gradual reduction, it's a very small reduction, is taking place is that we have to get back to pre-pandemic levels. We're one of the very few countries that haven't gotten to that point. And I think overall for our education system, for our CAO structure as well, it's actually fairer. So I've always been very clear that this is going to be gradual, that any changes, I really don't want to see a huge impact on young people and on students. So importantly for students, so while they get the results today, they'll see the results, they'll see their marks, they will early next week be able to, if they want to, look at what those post-marking adjustments are. So they'll be able to see, have those adjustments, change my grade, is there a possibility that if I appeal it, there might be a difference there or otherwise, or have they made any difference on my overall marks? So students will be able to see how they were calculated and what the impact were, but there's no student seeing a reduction, but there is just a slightly lower increase for some of the students that have seen that increase.
And what happens if they decide to defer? They say, I'm not going to go to college this year, I'm going to go to college next year, and there's further deflation next year. The students from this year will be at an advantage next year, as are the ones who did last year, who deferred until this year. That doesn't seem fair.
But, you know, I think every year there are different factors that can impact, you know, whether it's the CAO applications or then how many people get certain courses or otherwise. So this year alone, you have more than 4,000 students more sitting the Leaving Cert than last year. So whether we were talking about grade inflation or adjustments in any way, shape or form, that would have an impact on the number of courses, people applying, the potential CAO points for those courses. You also have a change this year in the number of young people sitting higher grades. And that then in turn has an impact on overall results as well. So I would say to students, today is the first day. You know, I really do hope as many as possible are happy with the results. Next week is another week because we won't know until next week the number of young people that have applied for different courses, the points that are received, that in turn then the impact on the overall grades. And what has happened actually over the last number of years, particularly for those with the courses that are most in demand, we have seen more and more students in a lottery. So students, because there are more higher grades because of the inflation,
there is a lottery system. Yeah, you could get 625 points and not get your course of choice. That is completely unfair.
Absolutely. And unfortunately, while it's great that there are more students through the inflation getting higher grades, it's actually meaning that we have more students who have worked really hard, are getting those high grades, are getting their points, but they're going into a lottery system because there aren't the places there.
But you're the Minister for Education. What do you say to them? I mean, that doesn't seem to be fair, as you point. You acknowledge the unfairness of it, but how do you fix it?
by making sure that we return to pre-pandemic levels. So this is why we're adjusting and we're returning back. The reason that you have more of a lottery is because even this year, we have more than double the number of young people getting H1s than we would have had pre-pandemic.
So that itself pushes up. I don't want to put words in your mouth. Are you just saying hard cheese to those students? Sorry, you did really well, but tough luck, you were just born in the wrong year.
No, what I'm saying is the changes that we're making will actually be better for students. But for this year alone, for example, the Minister for Further and Higher Education has increased the number of places in a lot of these courses where there is a higher demand. So if it's medicine, nursing, pharmaceuticals, some of the therapy areas, we also have new courses in dentistry where we've seen those pressures over the years. So it's not that we're not doing anything. It's not that we're saying, tough, this is going to change and we have to live with this. We are in every respect trying to limit any of these changes. The impact on young people, provide more courses, make sure that that reduction is as minimal as possible. But there are always varying factors. So this year, it's the largest number of young people sitting the Leaving Cert, which is great to see. But obviously that in itself alone will have an impact on certain things. So just again, today is the first day. Next week, obviously, we will be seeing through the CAO applications and the results, what this now results in for young people.
There does seem to be a universal agreement. I know this is your first Leaving Cert cycle as minister, but there has been agreement in a long time that this is probably not the best way to do it. It is what we've all done, but there are better ways perhaps to test a student at this point in their academic career. There is a reform programme in place. It's rolling out and due to start for the students in fifth year, I think this year. Are you concerned that the ASTI say they could engage in industrial action up to and including strikes if their concerns about reform are not addressed?
Well, firstly, I fully agree with you in terms of the changes that are needed for our Leaving Cert. We have had a really positive Leaving Cert, and the structure over the last number of years, I think, has served us well. However, the world is changing and children and young people's needs are changing. Our abilities need to be tested in different ways. And so the reforms and changes to Leaving Cert, it's about testing those different skills, those different abilities, so that it's not all resulting in coming down to one exam on one day and the pressure and the stress and everything that that adds to young people and their families. The changes have been worked through for many years with not just the ASTI, the TUI, but across the various different education bodies. It will come in this September. It's really important that we start this change, but it's been done again on a phased and a gradual basis. So it's not that every single subject will suddenly have an additional assessment component this year. There will be 7 subjects started. We're working with and have worked with teachers to make sure that supports can be put in place, to make sure that there is as much clarity as possible. But this is starting. All of the unions, including the ASTI, have been very clear that they will teach the new and the reformed Leaving Cert. And the most important thing here is that students have absolute clarity as to what their course is going to be over the next 2 years.
You're not concerned about a strike there, but you should be concerned about the secretaries and caretakers strike starting next week that could force primary schools to close. It does seem like they have a very good argument, Minister. Are you backing them?
Look, I have nothing but respect and admiration for our secretaries, our caretakers. We all know them in our schools and our communities. And without them, our schools would not function. I do believe that we can find a resolution to this. I do believe that we can make progress. There's been a lot of progress made in recent years, everything from secretaries coming onto the payroll of my own department, not having to sign on the summer, increases in pay. That very much linked them with any increases in pay for public sector workers. There is more progress that I believe we can make, and that's why I've asked the WRC to intervene. I believe it's the best place for any type of workplace relations issue for issues to be resolved. And I hope that we can make that progress. I do not want to see secretaries striking. Secretaries themselves, I know, do not want to go on strike. And so we will do what we can. And I, obviously working with my colleagues, this is not something that can be resolved through my department alone. But working together, I think we really can and should make progress.
All right. Minister for Education, Helen McEntee, thanks for joining us on News Talk Breakfast.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.